Now, there's what the Bible calls the prayer of the saints. Are you following my point? Now, physical things, I told you, the way life is, we discussed this some time ago, is that everybody seated in life generates a spiritual force. That's why I told you that brain drain, spiritual drain is terrible for a nation. It's terrible for a nation. I'll tell you my reason. Every time you are somewhere, you are generating a spiritual force. And at the end of the day, it's the dominant spiritual force in the air that decides the direction of the country. That's why Brother Andrew in Ghost Smuggler, he said something that he went to a particular corner, I think Bulgaria, under communism those days. And all the young people have sneaked away to the West. That's Western Europe. So he saw this middle-aged couple, a man and a woman. And said, why didn't you people go away? They were living in their village, they were poor, they didn't have much. So why didn't you people go away like everybody else? So he thought they were staying because of their land. The people said, no. If we leave, who will stay behind to pray? That is, they understood. Whether they were taught like that in class or not, I don't know. But they knew that their prayer from outside the border is not as effective as the one they are offering from inside the country. What were they saying? We need to generate forces to kill this communism. If we go, this land is dead permanently. This is our ancestral home. We have to protect it by generating spiritual forces. You are getting my point. Now, so, take something like that radio broadcast as our example. It is not... Now, you have to understand something. I am a preacher. All right? Some of you think me very, very anointed to teach. Are you following my point? He said, this man has been a blessing to our life and all that. I'm not, it's true, all right? But forget that side. It is not banky. God always prepares people for a particular time. I don't know whether you are getting my point. That if the church of God around here and in Nigeria as a nation is not ready to receive whatever he placed inside me, you will have found that God will have relocated me to Burundi long ago and you won't know why. Do you understand my point? Or you'll have prepared something different. Now, there's a balance to it between the man is preparing and the people that he's sending them to. So Jesus will say, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have loved to have gathered you like a hen brood over her cheeks. He said, but you will not have it. Therefore, your house has been left to you desolate. That is, I have enough substance to keep you people. But as things are, you can't receive it. So there are manifestations in the ministry of Jesus we never saw because of the kind of people that were around. You are getting my point? As a preacher, you will know this. If you are a preacher, you will know. There are times, it has happened to me before. You are teaching and you are moving. The Spirit is flowing. All right, you will know as a preacher. Then one or two people walk in and the anointing triples. That is, as they sit down, it's as if they are using a vacuum pump to pull stuff out of inside you. You start talking so fast, you want to check yourself that, why am I preaching this hard? Are you getting my point? Now, I'm trying to explain principles here. The way life is there are forces, spiritual forces being released. So, I'm bringing out the point. It's not just that, this man is anointed, let him go and preach. Oh, the whole world will... No. You may not realize it. There are souls in different places crying out for certain kinds of gospel that God is releasing it through me. You understand? And I've never met them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, I'm bringing out a point. Those are spiritual things that keep things in the air, that keep things going. Now, along those same lines, all right? Maybe one of those guys somewhere will one day hear Way of Success on radio and say, wow, and this young man earns maybe 3,000 naira a month. He has to pay his rent, do this, do that. At the end of the day, he doesn't have a free 200 naira at the end of the month. Then one day he walks up to Cosmo FM or he comes here and says, please, maybe the guy saves up for 5 months to put together 1,000 naira. Denying himself this, or maybe 1 month he brought out 1,000 out of, money he didn't have. Because you see, he has to pay his landlord. That one is not his money. You understand my point? So the man treks one day and says, sir, here is 1,000 naira towards the Way of Success. Believe me, that thing can never go off air. As long as that man is listening, it's 1,000 naira. The man who walks in one day and gives us 500,000 naira, God is not honoring him. It is one, there's one particular 1,000 naira that somebody gave. That's what I'm talking about, seed. This guy is not giving because he wants to get. But he said, this thing is on air. I must continue listening to it. This thing must keep on being broadcast. So he drops a precious 1,000 naira. I said, God, please, I wish I could do more. But this is all I can do for now. Listen, even if God doesn't multiply him to become a billionaire to start paying, are you getting my point? Because that's not his own ministry. God raises a multi-millionaire somewhere, another one somewhere, another one somewhere, and make sure that thing doesn't ever go off air. And look, he said, even if this station was going to collapse, no, it won't. If he removes that station, he moves that program somewhere else, that guy must keep hearing it too. Now, I told you that God doesn't use words jokingly. So when Jesus said, you see that widow, she has given more than everybody else. He didn't mean it like, you know, the proportion she gave. Yes, it was a matter of proportion. But he was saying in effect that I can do more with these two mites that this woman has given than I can do with all the other monies given by all those other men. Because she has poured in a heart that they haven't put in. Do you get my point? So, then I was discussing with people. I said, listen, you want to run church? You can't invest church money in a business. I say, as it's yielding, church will be getting money. It's arrant rubbish. Because as people are praying, the manifestation of the prayer is that they are also putting money. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm going to say. So, it doesn't have to be the man praying. I don't know whether you're getting my point. The man who's praying probably only has 15 naira. But God said, in fact, you know this man, found out, where is he? Olayinka? That book you lent me, Pat Robertson. He said one day, he didn't know he was dealing with a crazy woman, a mad woman, a woman who was literally mental. I don't mean as a joke. She was not all right upstairs. Things were not together. One fuse was blown. The other relay was not working. You know what I mean? All right, so the circuit was just in disarray. So the woman wrote them and said, she's suspecting that she's the daughter of one famous man. And that man had just given her $40 million. Then when she increased to $100 million, and she had decided that she doesn't want the money, she wants to give everything to the ministry. So, of course, who no go happy? But you know, one thing I thank God for, when people have not learned some of these things, I know they don't read much. That happened to him as a relatively young believer compared to what somebody like me would be today. But I know if it is me and it is now, I won't give you one phone call. If God really gave you $100 million to give us, you bring it. I will not get my point. I won't return your call out of courtesy. Because if I did, I'm considering you more important than a man who's giving 200 naira. And God forbid that I should. I don't know whether you're getting my point. Listen, if I phone people, it's because of relationship. Are you going to follow my point? It has nothing to do whether you give us the money or you don't give us money. Listen, if I have a relationship with you, I do. Are you following the point I'm making? So when the man was going through, like, when I was reading that portion, I was smiling in my heart, saying, you were not taught. When at the end of the day, he discovered the woman was just a mental person. The woman didn't have a dime. He had wasted money. Lawyers had drawn agreements. But he said he learned one lesson. That he thanks God for that experience. That if that had happened, the $3, $2, $10 that people have been sending, that would probably stop. Alright? Now, it was not explained that would mean that the ministry would not progress. That is a fact. But what he was saying, which he didn't know what he was saying, was that, you see, the spirit of the believers around, which God was, you know, because it's what Bible called the prayer of the saints that are being stored in a censer. I don't know whether you're getting my point. These things are offered to God. Those things are offered to God before God moves in heaven. He said, those things will have stopped. But he didn't realize that's what he was saying. But when I read, I just understood that that's what this man is saying. Did you understand? Are you following my point? In fact, you know, John G. Lake is a man I respect a lot. And I'm one person that I've come to understand. Like I was telling you, I build my doctrines on the word of God, not people's experiences. John G. Lake made a mistake in his life. Nobody has ever called this a mistake. I am the person I know I'm calling the mistake. He went to minister in South Africa. All right? And he ministers so powerfully. Now, you have to get what I'm saying. John G. Lake's ministry, no, he said documented. Now, churches they started in a few years, eh? There were thousands of churches. The kind of healings they were getting. I mean, even in the United States, they called him Dr. John G. Lake, not a PhD. And yet he's not a medical doctor. Why they call him doctor? That the man has healed so many people, they gave him an honorary title of healing doctor. This man, in today's terms, was a millionaire many times over. Those days, he had close to $1 million. Talking about a man that died in 30-something. Before he entered into ministry, he literally sold all he had and gave to the poor and then went and followed him, literally. When he was going to take the ship to South Africa, he had to pray for God to send ticket money. This was a millionaire. He had a wife and I think 7 or 8 children when he was going. His wife died in South Africa of poverty. That's hunger. Nutritional deficiencies are implicated in the death of that woman. Now, one of the problems they had at the point in time was that people who used to send them funds from America, somebody spread gist about him and they stopped. I was reading Expect a Miracle by Oral Roberts, the story of his life. Something like that happened. At least I was old enough. I was a university student in 1986 or 87. I think it was 87 when the crisis broke out. Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart. Those were the two leading tele-evangelists in America. So offerings to churches went down. Oral Roberts too suffered it. Are you getting my point? Let me tell you something. Those things are not Satan. We have blamed Satan enough. The Bible says all flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof are like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flower fades when the breath of God blows upon it. He said every man's work will be tested by fire. Anyone that is chaff will be burnt up. When such time comes, listen to me. What a man should do is to settle down and say, what really is it that God has called us to do? Anyone that is not sustained during that period is not Satan that took it. It was not ordained by God. Satan will give him too much importance. I'm not saying you shouldn't face Satan when it's necessary. But Satan never wins. He always loses. Do you get my point? Anytime he wins, he's not the one. He's a chronic loser. He's an addictive loser. He has to lose. He only wins when he's dealing with his children. Satan cannot deal with me and win. He decrees. Where will he get the win from? Winning is in your soul. You get my point? It's either you have it or you don't have it. Satan is a loser. Now, I'm bringing out the principle here. Let's get back to John G. Lake. So he said that at that time, he had to call his men from the fields. A lot of them whites, a lot of them blacks. And said, no more money. So I want you guys to pull out from the fields. We can't support you anymore. Said those men had they sat down. They told him to leave. When they came back in, when they called him back in, they had all agreed that they would not love their lives unto death. That they are going back money or no money. All they asked for is that if they died, they should come and bury them. You're getting my point? And some of them did die, and he actually had to go and bury them. Now, I'm bringing out a point here. So one man who was running a commentary on it said, can you imagine that people there were not giving and this and that and that? They should have. I said, why should they know? You didn't teach them, did you? Are you getting my point? No, something happened recently. I went to Benin to preach. And the guy who took announcement said, I believe you have been blessed. That it's good to sow in the life of the man of God, but Pastor Banky will not receive it if you give him. I sent him a text last night. I said, don't ever do that again in your life. Who told you? It's not because I'm looking for money. Listen, you know what I told him? One day I went to preach for Ken Carter's. And he gave me an offering of, I think, 5,000 naira. You were a witness. I gave it to you, Kingsley. Go and give back to him. It's not as if I don't take money like that. It's just that I wanted to give towards the work he was doing. Are you getting my point? That's just what I was doing. At the same time, that young, tall girl that came that said I should pray for her, that she, you know, there was something, she gave me an offering of 100 naira and I took it. 100 naira. At the same time, the same minute, somebody gave me 5,000. I said, no, please. Now, I'm trying to bring out a principle. You know what I took from the young lady? It was good for her that I did. For your information, I fill my fuel tank each time with 4,000 naira. 100 naira is not like I'm begging for money. But I understood one principle. Now, these are spiritual things. I don't know whether you're getting the point I'm trying to make. So, now let me get back to the story of John G. Lake. I said, Nay, listen. The mistake I believe he made was that he did not receive offerings from the hands of the... They were not rich people. Do you understand my point? But at a point in time, God allowed the spirit of the Americans to carry the work for a while. Then he stopped it. Are you getting my point? He said, now, come on, you have sold enough seed. That's why this year, I told them in Uniben, I'm not spending money in Uniben again. That kingdom where we have gone to Benin 4 years, every year, we hire her for 22,000 naira. To teach the word there. I said, I have sowed enough seeds in you guys. If you guys don't think I have enough to bless you, I'm not coming back. You want me to come back? You go and pay for the hall. You do the advertisement. I will spare you the expenses that has to do with me and whoever is coming with me. I won't keep on pouring money into you. I don't know whether you're getting my point. That's why I said that, look, I believe personally that the mistake he made was, look, I'm not saying that you should get up. You know me. Eh? I don't believe in all this fire brigade raising money. You follow my point? But I said, this man has made a mistake. He should have taught these people that at this point, no, it doesn't mean they should build a big house. Live in their huts also. But tell them to bring you yam and vegetables and meat and stuff like that. And I believe if they had started doing that, they would not have had a lot of the crisis they had. I'm not saying I'm better than John G. Lake. Of course, you know, I know the Chris reached that level now. My Chris is small. You follow what I'm saying? No, he's one of the men I covet his anointing in life. Look, recently, I believe I've been instructed by God to take his book and start reading again. But you see, nobody does everything perfectly. And the subsequent generations must do better than the previous ones. You are getting my point? We will learn from their mistakes, learn their strengths, and then go further. Money is what? A very spiritual thing. I'm bringing out a point here. I told you about entering into what? Enduring prosperity. Listen, stop going around. If a man is a thief, you know he's a recognized crook. Don't, because he has money, don't tell him to come and invest in your business. He will inject a spirit into it. You don't understand what I'm saying. You want business that will survive. You've heard many stories. Last week I told the story of Mary Kay Ash. You've heard different stories of different people. Men who had not, they will mortgage all they have just to start this business. What is powering it is the spirit they are putting in with the little they have. If you get a thief to invest in your business, are you following my point? You will put the spirit of the rogue in it. The rogue, you won't know where the rogue spirit is coming from. It is the man who founded it. Don't deceive yourself that the wealth of the wicked, that's not what we mean by wealth of the wicked. No, do you follow my point? Please, don't. That's not the wealth of the wicked. That's wages of stealing. But remember, we're talking about the narrow gate, how to enter through it. That is why the gate is narrow. Bishop Oyedepo's story, you know, because I'm a preacher, that's why I tell you, if I was a businessman, all right, I'll have more stories about being able to tell you. I'm a preacher, so my spirit is so connected to preachers here and there. Bishop Oyedepo told the story once that one man came and met him. They want to start ministry. That he will need like, 300,000 naira? That was talking about more than 15 years ago to start. He said, he looked at him and said, you are a rogue. He said, when I started, you know what I had? Nothing. He said, Jesus said, take no purse nor scrip. Neither greet any man on the way. He said, you know me, no, don't greet any man on the way. Don't lobby. Don't tell anybody we are doing one powerful work here. Want you to want to come and give towards it. Let me say it now. I have had people disagree with me that that's not the right principle. I believe this absolutely. I will never tell anybody we are doing work, come and give towards it. Occasionally, number one. Now, as a human being, sometimes you need to correct yourself. Are you following my point? To be able to do certain things. As if you have been, you know, I told you that the problem with Christians is how to work on in imbalance. That's one of the problems. Now, there is a balance to everything. What I do, what I've come to understand, and I'm improving every day in the matter of balance, is that I instruct people. on what the word of God says. Are you getting my point? That's why every time Kingsley, that announcement was written by me. Do you understand what I'm saying? I instructed Kingsley on what to say. This is Kingdom World Ministry. All these stories. The financial resources comes from free will donations, and there is a prophet's reward that's attached to every work of God on the earth. And it is not only the prophet that preaches that get the reward, but everybody that sponsors the work. And that's why the Bible says that he that gives to the prophet. Now, once I have done that, I leave it. I will not give anybody the impression that, you see, we have sponsors from here and there. No. Anybody that God moves, are you getting my point? But one thing I will never do is write people letters. We are doing work. Maybe perhaps you will consider praying about. No, I will not do that. I just let people know this is what we are doing, and people are supposed to be. I don't know whether I get my point. So Bishop Odepo was explaining that. Listen, he told the young man, when I started, I had nothing. Are you getting my point? That I started preaching without microphone. When people couldn't hear me, they by themselves put money together and bought microphone. Now that ministry has literally spent billions and billions and billions of naira. And there was something Pastor Poggi said the other day. I was listening to him. He said that for him, all right, like, God launched him out, like I say all the time, God gives you an audience. Are you following me? It's what you want to do with your audience that's your problem. You follow me? God can give you an audience. You have 1 million people listening to you every week. Fine. So you now sit down in your house and quickly reason, say, if each one of them sends a 10 naira, that's 1 million naira, 10 million naira. Say, wow. So let's start begging them to send 10 naira. Now listen, you have misused your audience. What was the audience given to you for? To teach the word. Are you following my point? Now, he said that for him, God gave him, audience through TV. Now, so some people say that, his church grew because he was on television. Bishop Oyedepo has a rule about TV. He doesn't go on TV. Yet, no church has grown like his own in Nigeria till today. Now, there's a reason why I'm explaining. I'm just down to explain the point. So, you cannot say, it was because this guy was on TV. Are you following my point? He was saying it was when he went on TV, things blew. Yes, because God ordained that channel. I don't know whether you're getting my point. Yes, Bishop walked into Lagos, no TV, no radio, and in 1 year they went from 2,000 to 20,000. What was his audience? What was his own method? Breakthrough seminars. God commanded him concerning breakthrough seminars. So the man walked into Lagos doing breakthrough seminars, and people kept on going for breakthrough seminars. They went for breakthrough seminars until the wall of the church broke through. You follow my point? There was a time people were arguing with me that it's not true that the man sees 35,000 on Sundays. I said, have you ever been there? He said, no, he's been to the place. I said, listen to me, I have gone for services there. They beg people, please, leave your seats after the first service so that somebody else can take that seat for second service. That then there were 4 full services. Did he go on air? No, he didn't. There was a time he was on air. Not him. People will come film it and carry to their carry home and put on air. Some people gathered and were paying OGTV to air him. By that time, there were multitudes. But he said when he started, he didn't beg anybody, come and give us money. Are you following my point? Now, I told you I'm using ministry examples. But I believe that this is my message is for people who go into businesses who do things like that. You can start your own business without begging people. There's a great work we are doing now, Just invest in it and listen. When God disappoints you, be happy. Are you following my point? When the men refuse to bring out money, you should be excited. 50th anniversary of Ebony. The man is late now, John Johnson's. He said he wants to thank 3 people that made it possible for him to be the sole owner of Ebony of Johnson Publications. Why? He begged them for money, they refused to give. He said, invest in this thing, and they refused to give. If they had given, probably all he will have of that business is what? 25%. But he was the sole owner 50 years after. You are following the principle. When God was going to bless TDJs, some people came and said, let us make this woman that we are losing to books. He said, yeah, that's nice. So they went and wrote it for him, took the tapes and... He said, when he read it, and said, what? This was not what I said, though. No. Please. That's not what I meant. So they collected it. He said, no, we can't do this. He now went and wrote it himself. He said, his first time on a computer, he now sat down and wrote the book, Woman Thou Art Lose, and gave it back to them. No, at that time they had lost faith. And I know, man of God, if you want us to do this, you have to pay for it. Ah, he said, but I thought you guys said we should do this. And they said, well. So he asked them, now listen to that principle again. How much? They said $15,000. You know, the winner, if the singer Nigerian, Wakashigi only. He turned around and left. He said, the Lord Spirit of God reminded him that he had the money. He said, God, that is all the, that is, you know, after saving and investing, after using all the investment principle in his life, he had $15,000. I said, I'm not giving that to anybody. He said, then the Spirit of God told him, invest in yourself. I told you this principle. He that sows in tears is the one that will reap with joy. Ah! So he looked and said, this money goes, I'm gone. But you know, one thing I like about God is that when you reach that level, he will not even allow you to say no. There is a time he leads you to the rock higher than you. Are you getting my point? That even though you wanted to say no, your mind will just lock. When you try, the day you just make, you know, just go, you come out on the road and say, let me just call them and say no. As you bring out that hand to make that call, until you just collect the handset, looking in the face, put it in the pocket and walk away. And in his eyes, you will see Holy Spirit. You know, this one was sent of God. If you go and check later, he wasn't a thief, he was an angel. Are you following my point? Anyway, he said that he now gave them the money. They gave him 5,000 copies of the book. And he sold every copy in 2 weeks. Of course, at that time, you don't need encouragement again. They printed some more. I know typical America, they know they waste time. Woman that will lose for women, woman that will lose for men. I'm not saying he did that too, but at least I saw this one. You say, woman that will lose daily devotional, woman that will lose workbook, woman that. It's called putting in the sickle because the harvest has come. But before the harvest came, you know what the man did? He sold in tears. I'm explaining to you that money carries a spirit. It is not just the cash. Don't be deceived. It's not just a piece of obituary paper signed by an unbeliever. That one is a joke and we can laugh about it. Are you getting my point? That was why one funny fellow came one day and said, bring blood money. We will take it and wash it with a bigger blood. Listen to me. The only thing you can do to blood money is burn it. It wasn't Jericho. If you take anything, remember that man that stole? That's why they lost the battle of Ai. Achan, thank you. Was it Jericho he stole from? Where they told them everything they, God gave. So you can't wash blood money. You can only burn it. You are getting my point? Money carries a spirit. And listen to me, the size of what your money can do is decided by the size of your spirit. Do you understand my principle? That's why Jesus looked at that widow and said she has given more than everybody else. That is, if this collection was being taken for the rebuilding of the temple, because of this money she has given, more will be achieved than could be achieved by the money of the other people put together. Read Young Gicho's story. When a time crisis broke upon him, he was owing so much money because of the church they were building. And after praying and trying everything, one day he came to church. He was so downcast. So one woman got up and said, why will we not help our pastor? I think she came, I can't remember the story well, but one came with her bowl and chopsticks. That was all she had. Another came, cut her hair and dropped it that they used to make wig. You see how spiritual things work? One rich man saw the bowl and brought money. I forgot how much, $50,000, he bought the bowl and chopsticks. When Jesus speaks, he's not joking. Are you following my point? When he said the widow's mite, listen to me, whatever the $50,000 did was done by a bowl and two chopsticks. After that, money began to flow in. Believe me, without that bowl and those two chopsticks, nothing is going anywhere. That God is looking, when they get to heaven, they say, oh, we'll put money to deliver this man. God says, only that woman did. Possibly. Well, that every other thing, so okay, how much did we raise? $5 million. That was the value in my eyes of one bowl and two chopsticks. What am I trying to explain? You are going out in business, you want to do something in life. Don't ever feel you don't have money. There was one movie I bought for my son the other day when he was alone with me in the house. So I had to keep him entertained. So I bought one called Valiant. the story of the pigeons in the Second World War. So this little messenger pigeon, very small pigeon, went to go and join the pigeon forces that deliver, you know, they call it the Royal Pigeon Force. I've forgotten what they call them in that movie, a cartoon, and animated pictures. So one guy told him, the little pigeon, and he kept on repeating that, it's not the span of your wings, it's the size of your spirit. I said, this is spiritual. It was the smallest pigeon, all right? But it was the only one that knocked a falcon on the head. Whipped a falcon. Of course, now move you, right? But there's a spiritual truth there. He said, it's not the span of your wings, it's the size of your spirit. If you have a strong spirit and you put 1,000 naira in the pocket, and you say, okay, what we want to start is an airline, you know, they will laugh at you. But God looks at the size of the spirit and says, let me see what that spirit will do with that 1,000 naira. If he says, what is 1,000 naira? You can't even buy the spoke of an Okada. He says, I beg, let's go and spend it. He says, look at this foolish man. It's like that one that buried the talent. Can you remember what I'm saying? But that one says, this 1,000, you know, every day. Let me tell you something about what you keep thinking about. You know, last week, I told you about what you exercise your mind about. Opportunities are created by the things you exercise your mind about. You know that? And look, listen, God is not asleep. Let's take Nigeria as an example. I heard a prophecy recently, and I believe it. Let me repeat it to you. They said the GO of Redeemed, Pastor E. Adeboye, he said that, in his lifetime, I think he said in this generation, he said that it will happen that Nigerians will travel abroad, and when people see your passport, they will bow down and worship you. I said, I smiled, man. I said, I've always known that. Thank God it's been confirmed by another man of God, a great man of God. So I can quote him, people will believe me. You know, if I said it myself, they said, maybe I don't know what I'm saying. But at least a big man has said it, so I can repeat it. That God's spirit is in the air. Are you following my point? Looking for whose heart is perfect towards him, then he will tabernacle on their 20,000 that they want to use to start business. And God say, watch it. Hey, Mike, remember how just last time? Chinese companies now are buying portions of IBM. Are you getting my point? Chinese companies, they are buying European companies. Listen to me, a lot of Europe will be up for sale shortly. Watch it. Nigerians too go buy. It's not only Chinese that we buy. We buy. And the spirit of the buyer is in the air. Looking for somebody who will not say, my 1,000 naira is too small. But he will realize that his 1,000 naira is a method of conveying a spirit. So as he's meditating, one day God gives him an idea. Say, this is your 1,000 naira. Why don't you drop it down here, a down payment for one Okada? So the guy will walk in boldly. Like Pat Roberts, he walked into a bank to open an account for CBN with $3. And the lady looked at him and opened the account. I said, you need a checkbook? He said, yes. He said, the checkbook is $6. On day one, he was already in minus three. So you also walk in there. He said, I want to buy this Okada. He said, it's 65,000 naira. He said, all right, let me make a down payment. I'll be back tomorrow. How much are you down paying? You bring 1,000 naira. The man will just look you. But you know the way God does things? He will make sure you come at 5:30. The guy's about to close and he's going home flat. It's okay. Well, and in his mind, you know what he's thinking? Tomorrow when you come, I'll give my money back. So you just go there. So he'll write receipt for you. You've downpaid for one Okada. God said, oh, you have downpaid for an Okada. One fellow just phoned and said, God just gave me, you know, said, someone just came to my hand and I've been thinking about it for 3 days. Here is your 25,000 I was owing you that time. You walk back there next day. I said, okay, sorry, just take this 25 and they come. If you do the rest, higher purchase, they realize that you are a serious fellow. It's okay, carry now. Okay, I'm going to pay you 5,000 naira every month. By the end of the year, you have 10 Okadas and boys with helmets are going all over town, returning money to you. 2 years later, you have a few luxury buses. And then Richard Branson would look and say, Nigeria is a good country. He said, come, let me show you how good it is. And you guys start talking. No, before you know what's happening, 10 years down the line, 10 years, oh, 10 years, this guy has about 4 DC-10s, this one here and there, and they are flying all over the world. And God says, it's a power of the spirit that energized 1,000 naira. That if he, look, you see, this is the way it works. If you are taking that 1,000 naira and bought recharge card with it, no, forget recharge card, or eating with it because he's hungry. Till today, no, now I'll give him a good job. He too will be an area manager and he will think he's rich. You know, ignorance. He will think he's prosperous. He will be driving one nice, you know, small Corolla, brand new, feeling very prosperous. You understand my point? Just because everybody around is driving to Kumbo. And God just be shaking his head. Oh, that you will have hearkened unto me. Then your righteousness will have been like a river, and your well-being like the waves of the sea. You are getting my point? What am I trying to explain? The spirit of that buyer that will buy up Europe is still in the air. There is 10 naira in your pocket. There's 200 naira in your pocket. There's 100,000 somewhere. Don't think it is too small. It is not the size of the naira. It's the size of what? The spirit. Don't forget that. It's not the span of your wings. It is the size of your spirit. We'll continue from that next week. Let us pray.